Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no than when we first began.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Oblong Table of the Christian Warrior Network, coming to you from beautiful downtown Laverne, Ohio. Tonight's topic for this broadcast is Part 3 of The Sin of Pride. And tonight we will be reading out of Book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verses 25 through 26, Mark chapter 9, verse 35, Luke chapter 16, verse 15. But before we get started with tonight's show, let's go around the oblong table to the crew, let them introduce themselves, and allow them to give their special intentions as we start the show with our prayer.
This is Broadway. I want to pray for the people that got physical and mental illness and hope they fight God and put their trust in God.
This is Linda. Sister Linda, my request, her intentions is that all those that are out there that are sick, get a healing from God and put all your faith in God.
This is Brother Rusty. I'd like to thank those that have been praying for my mother's quick healing. I haven't talked to her lately, but I'm sure that she is healing better. Please keep in your hearts and in your prayers the first responders, those people that are either in the police force, fire department, or EMTs, and also for those that are not on a local level but on a national level and that are in the military. And we have a special guest that will be leading us in the prayer tonight. We'll leave him as a surprise for the moment.
And this is Brother AJ. My mother stepmother just went through a procedure to have a skin graft done on a wound on her leg. She's doing well right now and healing. Prayers go out to my dad. We feel that he's coming close to the end of his journey here with us. We feel that he may have lung cancer, and he's not doing well at all. Also, prayers for my son and his wedding to his fiance at the end of this month. Also, prayers go out to those afflicted with addictions and the families that also deal with that, along with the person with the addiction. Are there any more special intentions?
I go in and have surgery at the end of the month, so keep me in prayer that I do not have to take. I have. I want to make sure I get.
Sister Linda, you're always in our prayers. You know that.
Keep me in your prayers.
Yeah, if we're not agitating, we'll keep you in our okay. At this time, let's bow our heads. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, let us pray in the words that our Savior gave us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Christian Warrior Network. I am your sit-in voice, Cardinal Andrew Patrick, here with the crew tonight. I made a surprise visit, and I just also would like to throw out a quick prayer intention, and that is to remember Monsignor Jeffrey Leach in England, also Cardinal Paul Roberts, that are dealing with health issues, and a special one for Episcopos Gary Taylor in Washington State. We ask that the Lord heal him of his illness, along with everybody else that is dealing with cancer and aneurysms and all kinds of health issues, young and old.
Proverbs chapter 28, verse 25 and 26. He who is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he who trusts in the Lord will be prospered. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered.
And this is Brother AJ again, reading from the Living Bible to make it a little easier for some to understand in today's language. 25. Greed causes fighting. Trusting God leads to prosperity. A man is a fool to trust himself, but those who use God's wisdom are safe.
It's basically saying don't go by what man tells you to do. Go by the Spirit of the Lord.
Yeah, we have discussed that man can get things mistaken, wrong, and even lie. But we all know that God will never lie to us. And if we have the discernment and the faith in God and study his word, we will know what the truth really is.
I don't doubt that at all. Chapter 9, verse 35. And he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, if anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all.
And this one is about the same, but a little different. My sister used to say that to me all the time. Same, different. He sat down and called them around him and said, anyone wanting to be the greatest must be the least, the servant of all.
Now, we've talked about before, whenever you hear king and it's capitalized, or him and it's capitalized, they're referring to either Jesus or God, them around them. That's Jesus talking to the disciples. And he's telling them that to lead, you must first show that to be a good Christian, you have to serve. You have to be humble enough to serve everybody else.
You know, that are humble enough to serve others are pleasing to God.
You know, first ain't always the one that's following God. It's the last one that's the one that knows God better than the first one.
And it should be that way.
The last one that you're referring to, the last one is going to know and be more closer to God because he or she sees the examples of all of the others before them. Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
When I was growing up, I remember a teacher saying something to me about best teachers never stop learning. They never stop being a student.
According to certain what my parents always taught me and my grandparents, is you learn to the day you're born and the day you die, you don't stop. And if you stop learning in between, you're in trouble.
It's got a lot to do with humility.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of people out there that think that they've gotten old enough and wise enough to where they can't be told anything. And telling you, in my older age, I've learned a lot from young people, you know.
Control?
Like, well, my grandkids, I mean, some years ago, I was told that they won some awards in school for this anti-bullying. And there was nothing like that when we were kids. There were bullies everywhere.
Everybody was a bully.
And the way to get beyond that was to be a bigger bully.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know, and
either,
it's a very unchristian way to be.
Either that or to stand up for the bullies, which if you look at it, it's still being a bully because now instead of picking on the little kid, the weaker one, you're picking on the one that's picking on everybody else.
But the whole point is that I'm getting to be humble, to be able to learn from somebody that seems to be more meek.
You can learn from older people, too, and some older people are very wise and very smart. And people that are older than me, I'm surprised, you know, how smart they are, you know. And you can learn something from them, just, well, young people.
Everybody can learn from each other if they take the time to sit down and figure out what this person really actually teaches you something, and you're learning from it. You can learn through other people's problems, too, sometimes.
I've learned
the same thing.
And sometimes it's just a matter of looking.
Yeah.
I learned a lot watching from being in this group.
And we appreciate your participation, Wayne. The reason I said that standing up to a bully was another form of bullying because I earlier said that everybody had to be a bully in one form or another. Now, whether it was being a righteous bully by standing up those that were picking on the weak, or whether it was standing up for yourself. You know, it's just a matter of using force. Now, whether it's perceived or physical or just intellectual, it was a form of bullying.
I think you have to stand up for somebody who can't stand up for himself. A lot of people out there, they can't defend themselves or not. It's hard enough to defend themselves. It's up to healthier, stronger, wiser. Send them.
Don't you know, Jesus, you know, he's just speaks of peace, you know?
Not always. And not always, but yeah, for the most part, he did.
The message was peace, but he also said, it also says that there's a time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
There is a time for love, there's a time for death, there's a time for birth, there's a time for planting, and a time for mourning, and a time for harvesting. So, obviously, there is a time for war, but for violence. It's just that not our...
It doesn't have to overtake
every moment of your life, and it doesn't... Who are we to say that now is the time?
How does all of this deal with the passage that you just read, though, where you're talking about the least being the humblest and the greatest in that sense?
No, we got sidetracked again.
I know. What I'm getting at is, in the Christian faith and all aspects of it, there are three initials that come to mind, and those initials are IHS. Anyone tell me what that means? In his service. To be in God's service, you have to humble yourself. And in humbling yourself to serve God, you serve others through that humility. And when you look at that humility and you take that scripture that was just read, it becomes literal. It is a way of life. And yes, there is a time to defend others. The Templar organization is justified in the stances that it takes around the world in humanity as well as in defense of unrighteousness that is plaguing the world. So when we look at being in his service, it doesn't matter if you're a position such as mine or in a lesser position, because theoretically you are greater than I, and I realize that. Why do I say that? Because I see you interacting and doing the Lord's will every single day, and the people that you deal with, talk with, your conversations, when you come together for this program and you enlighten, spiritually enlighten others through the conversations that take place, that is a form of humility. Each one of you are humble to be a part of this program and to give that advice and that love to people that listen. Amen.
That reminds me of something that happened yesterday at work. I was speaking with a lady that is very religious, and she was making complaints. And she doesn't get a chance to vent to anyone that will actually listen and say, you know, I understand that problem. But she started talking about how her kids were taking advantage of her, and then she said, I can hardly wait until I get out of the house. And I looked at her and I go, well, you know what? Be thankful that you've got those kids. And she looked at me and she goes, yeah, right. I said, you don't understand. I don't have kids. I have two grades. My son, who was born first, was stillborn. My daughter survived for 2 hours. They were both 7 months preemie. She immediately came back with, yeah, well, God blessed you that way. And it slipped out, but I said, yeah, all right, just like that, trying to get her to understand that I would give almost anything for them to have survived the point where they're getting ready to go to college, or they're finishing college, or the problem she's having with her kids, they survived that long, so I could experience that. But it took her almost 5 minutes after that slip of the tongue that I had and had to ask God to forgive me for before she realized what I was saying. That's my example of trying to be humble.
You know, you brought that up during our group last night, and I've had some time to think about bringing that up. And I looked at that till now, thought, you know what? God put you through that, maybe, to bring it up just to her, to give her something to think about, to where she may learn.
Everything happens for a reason and to His glory, in one way or the other. Even the worst tragedy that man can imagine and the suffering that man has gotten themselves into or a part of.
And so many times we say, why God?
Mm-hmm. Question is, why not?
Yeah. This could have been a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she needed that, one reason
for sure.
You know,
and it's a wake-up call.
And some of us may suffer while others can learn.
But basically, he planted the seed into her heart. And that was the Lord using him and his experience to do that.
Yeah.
Now, it's not going to be his job to nurture that and to grow it.
Exactly.
But over time, as long as she's there and he's there, the relationship between the two are going to change. Because she will realize the truth behind what he had said.
Every time she looks at him, she
right.
may think about that.
And she'll think about her kids, too. You're right. What's your next verse?
We have Luke chapter 16, verse 15. And he said to them, you are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God.
This one is so very familiar with the one you just read, brother. But I'm going to change the first statement here. Then Jesus said to them, you wear a noble, pious expression in public, but God knows your evil hearts. Your pretense brings you honor from the people, but it is an abomination in the sight of God.
Reminds me of people's britches who are too big for them,
yeah.
so to speak. They walk around with a chip on their shoulder, and they pretend to be something that they're not.
Coming up on Halloween, wearing that mask.
I told him yesterday that ever since through school, I've been following what my other friends would say, and they would like see you in the wrong, narrow area, and you would get all mixed up and confused about where you belong, and you didn't feel like you belong anywhere.
They would mislead you and put you where they wanted you instead of where God wanted you.
And you want to be with the right people. There weren't too many people that were believing in God when I was in school. They were, you know,
well,
I went to a public school and people were involved in other stuff, drugs and alcohol and stuff, and then, you know, they really didn't.
I guess another aspect you can look at it, though, is taking it from the first verse prior to this, where it was talking about humility. If you're walking with humility and in the sight of God, and you realize that everything you say, everything that you do, reflects upon that God is going through it with you, then you're not going to do anything wrong. You see what I'm getting at? But if you're not walking in His ways and you're walking in the ways of the world, then you're leaving yourself open to be judged, and judged where you may think unrighteously, it may be very righteous. And you have to be very careful. And that's why what you're doing by bringing a program like the Christian Warrior Network and the Oblong Table Crew to the people and talking about subjects such as pride, you're dealing with that very core of what is the essence of a person.
Yeah, I know.
If you're walking around trying to, chances are you're not going to look very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I walked once before in my life. life, most a good portion of my life, try to please others. The way I found out you have to please God first, then you can please others.
I really wish I would have found the song I wanted to play tonight. Ray Stevens has a song called "Would Jesus Wear a Rolex" on his television show. That covers the sin of pride. If any of you have, well, you obviously have the internet. If you ever have a chance, go to your local library. Go and ask the information desk if you can get, if they can put on hold for you, a disc, a music disc of Ray Stevens doing the song, "Would Jesus Wear a Rolex?" It is not only hilarious, but it has this message, the message we are trying to deliver all month. It's about televangelists and how they've got, you know, $20,000 worth of jewelry on their hands and fingers and around their neck, but they're asking for $10 to $15 from them. Where is the humbleness there? Where is the piousness? Where is the devotion to God? That's just being greedy.
I wrote this new pamphlet, and you can get it for three easy payments of $29.95 to be a part of this show. It's just...
Oh, we'll pray for your healing as soon as we receive that fifth payment of $19.95.
It's like so many of us struggle to put out God's word, and we ask nothing of it, and that's what it's all about.
It's a mission of love from the heart. Well, we only have. Go ahead, Sister Linda.
I think the only time people should ask for money is if they know somebody has to go in the hospital, has surgery, has no money to pay for it, and it's a life-threatening thing. I don't think it's wrong to ask for people to help.
There's another portion of, there's another aspect of pride. If you know you don't have the money to get something done, don't wait until the very last second when you... to ask your friends and your or some assistance. You don't have
don't
to
hide the truth from your family either.
As soon as you do something like that, you're not being humble, and you're not being.
It's another source of pride that many overlook in opening up into a matter of truth. Because when you open up yourself to truth, at times you open yourself up to vulnerability. And again, that when you have to do that.
Okay, let's do an ending round the table, Avalon table crew, Sister Linda.
Hi, everybody. God bless everybody.
God bless you. Have a wonderful week, and please meet with us again next week.
It's been my pleasure to be a part of the Avalon crew this evening, and I am humbled by the conversation that has taken place. And I wish all to read their Bibles and to know the Lord and to walk in His way. And welcome to the Christian Warrior Network.
As I always do, for those of us in, for those friends of ours in England, ta-ta for now. If you have a birthday request or if you have an info at Celtic Cross Network,
CelticCrossMinistry.com.
Excuse me. If you'd like to be acknowledged, please leave your name. If you please leave the date and month of the birth announcement, and because we will not do a person's age. In the subject line, please put OBT. OBT. Avalon Table Crew.
No.
OTB. Everybody knows this. Have a great night. We'll see you next week.
God bless.